بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and sisters listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And we are all the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But very rarely we have sat down and pondered and reflected and truly appreciated this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For a second, if we just contemplate and just think that if we did not have this iman, and if you were not reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what would have been our plight and condition? Where we would have been? The very fact that Allah has blessed us with iman, that Allah has made it possible for us to sit in His house and give us another opportunity to take His noble and blessed name. We have not come here on our own accord. We have been brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has iman, ultimately he gets jannat. Whoever has iman, he shall enter paradise. Yes, if he has done wrong, if he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either Allah pardons him, and Allah has the right to do so. Or Allah pardons him after tathir, after putting him into Jahannam for some time, and cleansing him of his sins. May Allah save us and don't send us to Jahannam. May Allah give us Jannat without any hisab kitab. But ultimately, because of that iman a person has, Allah out of His kindness, Allah out of His mercy again, Allah blesses the person with Jannat. So this iman is such a great thing. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us in the Quran by means of a dua which we should be making daily: رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, after You have guided us, You have given us hidayat and iman, don't deviate us. Don't make us go astray. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And bestow upon us with Your special mercy. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. You are most giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us His favors, His boons, His mercy, which has no limit whatsoever. Allah's mercy has no bounds, no limits. So this iman that we have is such a valuable possession, and which we have to treasure and preserve from the onslaughts of shaitan and our nafs. All the time we are being attacked. Sometimes because we become so accustomed to the environment that we are living in, we don't realize the harm, the effect of these attacks from shaitan and nafs. We don't realize what damage is being done. Person who's a heart patient, and many times, because he does not exercise properly, and he does not keep up to the diet which he has been recommended by the doctor to keep, and because of his bad habits, eating habits, etc., and he's not resting, his cholesterol levels are going higher. So because he does not check himself all the time, he doesn't go to visit the doctor, he's not following the plan, so he's sustaining injuries all the time. His heart is being attacked all the time. And suddenly when he suffers a severe attack, and then that leads to his death, it's too late. Like that, nafs and shaitan are attacking us all the time, all the time. And therefore we have to preserve this iman. How do you preserve this iman? Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu would catch hold of the hand of another sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are talking about the shining stars, those who were truly guided, those who were in the company day and night with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who received that knowledge from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, ilm of deen, directly. So Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, if I explain his biography, it will take us a long time to explain his detailed life of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala, a very illustrious sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would hold another sahabi's hand, and this has been mentioned of other sahaba also. They would do the same. And what would he say? Let us sit down. Najlis. Let us sit down. Ijlis bina nu'min sa'atan. He said, come my brother, let us sit down. We'll bring iman for a little while. So the other sahabi would reply and respond. He says, don't we have iman? Awalasna mu'minin. Don't we have iman? So what's the need of now sitting and bring iman? What do you mean by this? He says, no, we have iman. In fact, this was taken to Rasulullah and this complaint. Ya Rasulullah, this is what Abdullah is saying. That we must sit down and bring iman. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioned him. Abdullah, what do you mean? He says, Nazkurullah. Nazkurullah. We will make the dhikr of Allah. Fanazdadu imanan. And then our iman will increase. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala doing this. Nazkurullah. We will make the dhikr of Allah. As Athanwi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, a dhikr has two types of dhikr. One is dhikr suri. And one is haqiqi. One is the dhikr we make by means of our tongue. Like now we have the majlis of dhikr, in which we will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, La ilaha illallah, illallah, Allah, Allah. Which is an excellent ibadat. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul amali afdal? Which is, ayyul amali afdal? From all the actions, which is the best of actions? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that your tongue must be moist with the dhikr of Allah and you must depart from this world in that condition. So that is a very great ibadat. But as the Thani Rahman mentions, that there is the other part of dhikr, and that is the haqiqi dhikr, which we mentioned many times before, even last week, that we fulfill the rights of Allah all the time. We fulfill the rights of Allah all the time. What is the dhikr at home of Allah? Now, what is the rights of Allah at home? What does Allah expect from us at home? What type of conduct and behavior and akhlaq He expects of us? When we are in our businesses, when we are with our friends, when we are in a holiday mood, what does Allah expect from us? There can never be a second in the life of any believer in which he does not have Allah with him. We require Allah all the time. We need to remember Allah all the time. A mu'min can never become ghafil of Allah, negligent of Allah, even for a second. One second a person becomes ghafil of Allah, and immediately he goes off track. But Allah has got His mercy, and His different ways of protecting us and saving us. And therefore we need to make tajdeed of our iman. How do we make tajdeed and refresh in our iman? By the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. By talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. How great Allah is. How powerful Allah is. If we look at the makhluq of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the things that Allah has created. The other day, somebody asked the question, how do we have the azmat of Allah in our hearts? How do we create this? So I said, if you look at the makhluqat of Allah, the mountains Allah has created, the skies Allah has created, the earth Allah has created, the ocean, the sea, just take the sea. What a powerful creation of Allah. If you look at the sea, and you stand at the shore, the waves, they come to the shore. What power, which power is there that pulls back that water back into the ocean and brings it again to and fro, again and again? If we take water and we throw it now, it'll move in one direction. We will not be able to pull back the water towards us again. But look at the ocean. The waves, the sea comes to the shore and again it goes in and again it comes out and it continues like this. This is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, we don't have to go very far. Look at ourselves, look in the mirror. Admire yourselves, meaning, think of Allah, how beautifully Allah has created us. The ears we have, the nose, the heart, the mind, the limbs, the eyes, everything reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, His azmat. And when you have the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, any person who loves some person, what will he do? Then he will talk about that person, whoever you are. Whichever gathering, he'll talk about his beloved. Any opportunity, he'll talk about his beloved. Then the person will make the dhikr of that person. And then the muhabbat of that person increases and increases and increases. So like this, we have to continually remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember what are the rights of Allah over us. Shaitan is so shrewd, so cunning. He has taken that promise that he will sit on the sirat mustaqim of the believers and he will try desperately and will make every attempt to mislead us. So what does he do? He brings many things in a different guise and different form. He tries to deceive us. So many times we are caught up with some type of event or function or festival or fair. And outwardly it has an Islamic image. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah give us an aql and understanding. Allah protect us. If a person is sincere, if a person wants to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants sirat-e-mustaqim. He wants to reach his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he has genuine ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has genuine muhabbat and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves his Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will always find out, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving in the right direction? He will want to be living a pure, clean life, which Allah talks about in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَ. Successful indeed is that person who has purified himself. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the person who has corrupted his soul, he is a failure, he is lost. So therefore, we have to obey Allah's commandments wherever we are. Shaitan will bring something in front of us, give it an Islamic image. Perhaps it may be a qiraat and naat. And after that it ends off there. Then there's only entertainment. There's fun. There's merriment. Intermingling of sexes. Then there's only ghaflat. There can never be consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those environments. When everybody is sitting and viewing a qari reciting Quran, men, women, everybody. Taking the kalam of kalam in Naat Sharif and singing and reading the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of us just sitting there and everybody sitting and enjoying. When do we take those things, those lessons back home and ponder and reflect? Think over the sacrifices Rasulullah did for us. He cried like a little baby for us. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. It is mentioned in the hadith. He says that I am holding on to you. Oh, the meaning of the hadith. That I am holding on to you by your hips, by your waist. Pulling you away from the fire of Jahannam. Yet you still want to plunge into the fire of Jahannam. I am pulling you away. You still want to go in. Like a person who has kindled a fire. And then moths and butterflies go around. So he tries to ward them off and push them off to save them. But they still persist and they go and their wings are burnt and that's the end of those butterflies. Rasulullah ﷺ, who gave his whole life for us. His whole life, his entire life, he sacrificed. Open the ahadith. Read the Quran and Majid. Sit in the majalis of ulama. And reflect and ponder. One is janna, to know. One is manna, to accept. There's a difference. We have ilm, ma'lumat. I don't think we ever had, you know, in this world before. Press one button and anything you want, any topic on Islam, you got it already. One Google search and it's there already. The amount of information we have. But to bring that and implement that into our lives, and of course the true and the genuine information. Because a lot of incorrect information in the internet. There are many websites that give a total incorrect picture of Shariat and Deen and Ahkama. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So shaitan is so shrewd, shaitan is so cunning. He wants to mislead us. He will bring the things, that, the attractions in an Islamic form. And for those few moments, a person becomes ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have to look for pure deen, pure shariat. That which will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, when Malakul Maut will come, the curtains will close, and as I always see, the game is over, finish. Then when reality strikes us, then we want to make excuses, it is too late. It is too late. Think, reflect, ponder. We have become such that we are worried about what that person will say, what this person will say. That's when we lack sidq in us. We are not sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to obey Allah and we want to make our friends and relatives happy. So we feel, no, if I don't go to that function, he'll feel bad or she'll feel bad. He'll cut me off his or her list. Well, isn't it the same as joint ties? Family relationships? Indeed. Every bayan we give, we see, you must maintain family relationships. You must be good and kind to every person. But there are limits. There are hudud. Which Shariat has placed and we cannot go beyond that. Shariat is who? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordained. These are the things that we have to, even though it is difficult upon us. And this is the mujahada. Otherwise, everything we do, whatever whims and fancies say, then there is no Shariat. There is no mujahada. There's no mujahada. Allah wants to see, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Everybody aspires Jannat. Who doesn't want Jannat? Every dua we make, Allah give us Jannat. A small child, you ask him, he say, Allah Ta'ala give me Jannat. He doesn't even know what Jannat is. From childhood days, we are taught by our parents and grandparents and our ustad to say, Ya Allah give us Jannat. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing before him, to account for his sins, there is a day of reckoning. He has to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to account for his deeds. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he prevents himself from following his whims and fancies and desires. He does not become a slave of his passions. Then such a person, Allah says, Jannat is his abode. Jannat is his home. For him there's Jannat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayat and tawfiq.
the zikr that we make. We are so lucky that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make a condition that, O believers, O insan, only when your heart is absolutely clean and pure and there's no sin whatsoever in your life, then only you must make my zikr, then only you must remember me. If that condition was there, then how many of us would be able to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With these napak hearts we have and napak tongues, despite all that, Allah is still prepared to give us a chance that we make his zikr. This heart that we have has locks. And as we make the zikr of Allah, these locks unopen. They become open. And then what happens? The nur of what the zikr we are making permeates this heart. Then all the filth we have in our heart, the maladies we have in the heart, that pride, that jealousy, that anger, that evil desires we have, everything becomes washed. The heart becomes pure, white, shining, it becomes clean. But the moment we begin to lock these hearts again, then we are going to make it difficult again for this nur to permeate the heart. Mashayikh give a beautiful example which you have heard many times before. We have a huge container and we fill water, pure water inside. And the object is to fill this entire container. So we are filling water from the top, but we have outlets at the bottom and taps at the bottom which we open. So as we are filling, the water is just coming out, being released. We will never be able to fill that container unless we close all the small taps that we have. We have to close the taps of the eyes, the ears, the heart, the mind, the different limbs that we have. Then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of Iman, the nur of Quran, the nur of Hadith, then it fills our heart. When this happens, and all the outlets are closed, a person is making the zikr of Allah then with his tongue, and his mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart. In other words, he then obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he gets what we call as the ma'iyat of Allah. And this is a very high stage. He gets the ma'iyat of Allah, the close proximity, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah, the word ma'a in Arabic means to be with. In other words, Allah is with him all the time. Allah's help comes. Allah's mercy comes. Allah's protection then comes. Allah gives him that chain. Allah gives him sukoon. Allah gives him peace. Allah gives him honor. Allah gives him dignity. A wolf which is very cunning, or we say wolf is very coward-like, or a fox. Fox is very coward-like. But the moment a lion puts its paw on the back of that fox and says, you don't worry, I am with you. You've got my ma'iyat. I am with you. Immediately now this fox, which is very coward-like, gets such strength. Why? Because the lion is with me, the king of the jungle. My respected brothers and elders and sisters listening over the receiver, when a mu'min has within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the king of all kings, then he feels that he feels spiritually elevated. He feels like a king. In fact, he feels more powerful than a king of the world. The mashayikh in the time of the Mughal Empire, they would address the kings of the Mughal Empire and say, oh, emperors and rulers, if only you know what we have in our hearts, then you will fight us with your swords. You will come and kill us just to take and extract that which we have in our hearts and you don't have. So this is the object of zikr. This is ta'aleem, so that we go back home and make the zikr of Allah every single day of our life. Zikr with our tongue and also zikr with our jawarih, our a'mal. Our actions must be exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Then we will see the true nur in our heart. Then we will see true hidayat and true direction. Definitely, Dhikr has an effect. But as I mentioned, we're filling the water from the top, but from the bottom, releasing it. How are we going to enjoy that water? The medication the doctor has prescribed, we're taking that antibiotic. But with it, we are still taking those things or consuming those foods and those things which we are not supposed to have. We are defeating the entire purpose of that antibiotic. So making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we're not prepared to accept what Allah wants from us out of the masjid. Then the real effect, then it becomes lost. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
When we make the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, we must make with dhyan. Dhyan means full concentration, dedication. Our mind must not wander around. Forget every single thing in the world now. It is just you and your Allah. And you say La, you are negating. You are making nafi of every single thing in your heart. All the filth that we have in our heart, we are taking it out. The ghairullah we have in our heart, we are removing the ghairullah. And when you say illallah, then we are filling our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says la ilaha illallah, then the moment he says la ilaha illallah, it reaches the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
When you take the name Allah, we ponder and reflect and imagine, and we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. And when we say Allah, then think the entire creation, the entire world is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the sky is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the mountains is saying Allah, the rivers is saying Allah,
the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the fish is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, man is saying Allah, every single particle is saying Allah, leaves are saying Allah, the molecules and the particles and the atoms and the air is saying Allah, the sand is saying Allah, and the hair on the body of a believer is saying Allah.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah, 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 inche shiri astanam, shiro shakkar ni shavad janam tamam. Allah, Allah, inche shirin astanam, shiro shakkar ni shavad janam tamam. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, all our major sins and all our minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, those sins we did khata'an, amadan, Ya Allah. Those we did, Ya Allah, mistakenly, Ya Allah, deliberately, Ya Allah, in darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we hid from our wives and children, Ya Allah, from our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot that you are Basir. Ya Allah, we forgot that you are watching us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are Sattar, Ya Allah. You conceal those sins, Ya Allah. You do not expose us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts from all the filth that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got enmity, we've got hasad, we've got jealousy, we've got kina, bughz, adawat, my Allah, and so many diseases of the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become corroded, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah, with sins and ma'asiyat. Oh, my Allah, our hearts have become so heavy and hard, my Allah. Far away from your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, it has become difficult, Ya Allah, for us even to make ibadat properly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are now depriving ourselves, Ya Allah, because of our sins, Ya Allah. And because, Ya Allah, we have become disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are depriving ourselves from your special, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the ladzat, Ya Allah, of your ibadat, Ya Allah. From the sweetness of your enjoyment of your ibadat, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, we find it so hard to read our salat, Ya Allah. We find it so hard to make your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we find it so hard, Ya Allah, to obey you, my Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with iman, Ya Allah. We make shukr, Ya Allah, for the iman you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, preserve our iman, Ya Allah. Don't make the enemy, Ya Allah, shaitan, Ya Allah. Don't make our nafs snatch away our iman, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to protect our iman, preserve our iman. Protect us from every fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from those haram events that are taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't, Ya Allah, make us be misguided, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, har qadam tu rehnumai farma, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, Ya Allah. We are lost totally, Ya Allah, in darkness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, because we have lived a life of ghaflat, Ya Allah. Our zindagi is full of ghaflat, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, have rahm and karam upon us. Just your one glance of mercy, my Allah, one glance of your karam and rahmat, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing to present before you, Ya Allah. No good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, even the good that we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's show and ostentation and riya in it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's no ikhlas in our actions, in our dhikr, Ya Allah, in our tawbah, istighfar, our salat, our hajj and umrah, my Allah.
Oh, may Allah grant the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, muhabbat, ya Allah, ittifaq and ittihad, ya Allah. Show us a sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us. A blind person requires a guide, may Allah. Ya Allah, a little baby, a toddler who wants to walk, ya Allah. The parent holds the child by its hand and guides the child along. Ya Allah, the guide helps the blind person and puts him onto the right road and shows him the right way, may Allah. You are the genuine and true Hadi, ya Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate for Hidayat, ya Allah. Day and night in our Salat, we say, Ihdina Salat al-Mustaqim, ya Allah. Show us the straight path. Ya Allah, show us the Sirat al-Mustaqim, ya Allah. Don't make us lose Sirat al-Mustaqim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show us Sirat al-Mustaqim in every action of our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties and problems, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many difficulties we are suffering, ya Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight, ya Allah. And our mothers and sisters, ya Allah, listening at home, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Social problems, domestic problems, financial problems, ya Allah. People are suffering depression, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of our different problems, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, so many brothers and sisters, so many of them are suffering from waswasa, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, they're getting such thoughts, such heavy thoughts. They are trying to fight off those thoughts, may Allah. They are crying, they are desperate, ya Allah. We can see from the writings, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying for help, they are crying for assistance because they're getting thoughts of shirk and kufr, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, they're actually getting thoughts whether you exist or not, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, they get thoughts, ya Allah, whether they are believers or not, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove the waswasa from them, ya Allah. Remove that sickness, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, make us strong and positive, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, make the noor of the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem come into our lives, ya Allah. The noor of the Qur'an and Majeed and your kalam come into our lives, ya Allah. Give us the tafaqquh of deen, the understanding of deen, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, give us the understanding, the true understanding of deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know when the mouth will come to us, may Allah. But let it be in the condition that you are most pleased with us, may Allah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh, may Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, the shuhada will wake up from their qabras, ya Allah. With the blood coming out from the wounds that they sustained, ya Allah, when they became shaheed in your path, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, that fresh, that blood will be fresh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, that blood, ya Allah, will be red, ya Allah. But the smell will be the most fragrant than that of musk even, may Allah. Ya Allah, they'll present before you their lives they gave, ya Allah, for your sake, may Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing to present before you, may Allah. But ya Allah, we have raja and hope in your mercy, ya Allah. That you give us mawt in Madina Sharif, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, may Allah. Give us bariyat in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. So that on the day of Qiyamah we can get, ya Allah, the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah. Ya Allah, how we are pining, ya Allah, to stand before the Rauza Mubarak, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and stand and make our salatu salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah, in front of him, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all of us, ya Allah, tawfiq, ya Allah, and create the means for us, ya Allah, to make the ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not gone for Hajj, ya Allah, create the asbab and means for them to go for Hajj, ya Allah. So many have already left for Umrah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and they're going to, ya Allah, Makkah and Medina and Baitul Maqdis, ya Allah. Accept their going, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept their going, ya Allah. Accept all of us, may Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, grant us the Hawz Kawthar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, may Allah, make him be waiting for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, right, make us, ya Allah, stand up, ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, raise us from the qabr, ya Allah, in the condition of iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, let us embrace Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, we just want to put our head, ya Allah, on his Mubarak shoulder, ya Allah. And his Mubarak smile, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, do not chase away from the Hawz Kawthar water, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all sin and all evil, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, give us Jannah without any reckoning, ya Allah. without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Protect us from every type of fitna, Ya Allah, which is lashing upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're becoming more and more difficult, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, Ya Allah. Even, Ya Allah, those who have made the firm determination and resolution and firm intention to make haram, Ya Allah, during these days, especially in the holidays, Ya Allah. They have made up their plans, and Ya Allah, and that they want to go do some haram, Ya Allah. But if you, Ya Allah, wish to change that condition, you can do so, Ya Allah. Bless them with hidayat, Ya Allah. Give them that himmat and that courage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters who are, Ya Allah, who are taking drugs, Ya Allah. Oh, who think that they will spend their holidays taking drugs, Ya Allah. Oh, they will spend their days in the rape clubs, Ya Allah, and the nights in the rape clubs, Ya Allah. Oh, in some haram avenue, my Allah, protect them, Ya Allah, protect our youth, Ya Allah, our boys and the girls, my Allah. There are so many of them, Ya Allah. Innocently they get hooked onto those drugs, my Allah, and the entire lives are devastated, Ya Allah. Protect us from zina, Ya Allah, from riba, Ya Allah, from every, Ya Allah, evil action that will anger you, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, Ya Allah. Give us your marifat, your qurb, Ya Allah. Each one of us has some desire, Ya Allah, some umid we have come with, Ya Allah. Fulfill each person's desire tonight, Ya Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. You have always been so kind, my Allah. You have never let us down, my Allah. Allahumma fil ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz al ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur wa ahfad ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min jami'il baliyat wal afat wal ahad. Ya Allah, there's so many brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, who are in hospitals, Ya Allah. Who at home, they're sick and ailing, my Allah. We've got so many close relatives and friends, Ya Allah. Musallis from our masjid, Ya Allah. So many people we know and so many we don't even know of them, Ya Allah. So many have requested, my Allah. Ya Allah, others who have not requested, Ya Allah, but even them also, my Allah. Grant each one of them shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, Ya Allah, daim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Such diseases, Ya Allah, heart problems, Ya Allah. Some have gone for bypass, Ya Allah. Some got a liver or kidney problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's some who, Allah, who cannot even speak properly, Ya Allah, because they've got operation, Ya Allah, done. Ya Allah, they cannot even swallow their food, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, Ya Allah, still we don't make your shukr, my Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Protect us from all diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Give the family sabr jameel, Ya Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Ya Allah, protect us, our family members, our parents, our wives, our children, Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.